Test of Trivia Podcast, Episode 2. Welcome to Test of Trivia, a podcast game show where contestants face off against each other answering a wide variety of challenging trivia questions. I'm your host, Alan Joyce, and let's meet our contestants. From Chicago, Illinois, it's Jeff O'Hara.
Hi, Alan.
You want to plug your website?
I'm at blog.zmote.com.
All right. And from San Jose, California, it's Rishab Kumar, or Shubi.
Hey, everybody. You can find me at Mr. That's completely spelled out. MrShubi.com.
And from Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, it's Victor Marks.
Hi.
And you got a website you want to plug?
Sure, I'd like to plug Miglia.com. That's Miglia.com, makers of Macintosh accessories.
Very nice. So let's move on to the rules. First of all, each Test of Trivia game consists of two rounds, each with 10 questions. Each question is worth a specific number of points, that's between 1 and 5, depending on its difficulty. And for each question, here's what will happen. After I'm finished reading the question, the contestants will have a chance to buzz in. If one does buzz in, they can attempt to answer the question. If the contestant answers correctly, they earn points equal to the question's point value. If they get it wrong, they lose this amount of points. If the person who buzzes in answers incorrectly, the other contestants have another opportunity to buzz in and attempt to answer the question. At the end of the two rounds, there's a final extra challenging question. The contestants have the opportunity to wager any number of their points on the bet that they can provide the right answer. And after this final question, the game is over, and the contestant with the most points is victorious. Throughout the course of this episode of Test of Trivia, each contestant will have their own unique buzzer sound that they will use to signal that they are ready to answer a question. So let's go through everyone and see what their buzzer sounds are. Let's start with Jeff.
Beep.
And Shubi. All right. And Victor. Very nice. All right. I think we're ready to begin round one. The categories that we will be answering questions in throughout this episode are as follows. First, the U.S. presidency. Second, California businessmen. Third, cuisine. Fourth, London. And fifth, trilogies. So without any further ado, let's begin round one. And we begin with round one, question one. This question is worth 3 points, and the category is the U.S. presidency. The highest achievable rank in the U.S. military, General of the Armies, has only been held by 2 individuals, and one of them was John J. Pershing. Which president was also promoted to this rank, but only long after his death?
Beep.
Yes, Jeff.
Never mind.
Itchy trigger finger there, huh?
All right, and Jeff's going to lose 3 points on that, unfortunately. Anyone else want to buzz in? Yes, Victor.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
No.
Dang.
All right, no other buzzes. I'll reveal the answer. It was George Washington. Yes, the very first president. The reason that he was promoted to that rank after his death is because when John J. Pershing reached that rank, they decided that no one could outrank George Washington, so they promoted Washington as well. And it was a new rank that was created for Pershing. So on to question two. This question is only worth 2 points, and the category is California businessmen. A larger FAA regulated buffer zone between the flight paths of heavy and light aircraft came as a result of a plane crash involving Rich Snyder, the president of what California-based fast food chain? Yes.
In-N-Out.
Yes, that is correct. In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
And that's 2 points for Shubi, and we move on to question three. Question three is worth 2 points, and the category is cuisine. The question is, naga, rocoto, and ahi are all types of this fruit, and all have flavor intensities measured in Scoville units. What is this spicy fruit?
Beep.
Yes, Jeff.
Pepper?
Yes, the chili pepper. And that is 2 points for Jeff. And he recovers some of his loss there, moves back to -1 points. On to question four. Question four is worth 3 points, and the category is the U.S. presidency. What series of Depression-era presidential radio broadcasts consisted of 30 installments, 23 of which had... Yes, although you're supposed to wait until the question's finished.
Oh, humbug.
Wait, let me finish the question first, real quick. 30 installments, 23 of which had titles beginning with the word on. And Victor?
These would be the Fireside Chats.
Yes, that is correct. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Fireside Chats. And that's 3 points back for Victor, putting him at an even zero. And yeah, so you're supposed to buzz in after the question is read, just so that the audience can actually hear the whole question. So moving on to question five, it's worth 3 points, and the category is California businessmen. What massive estate near San Simeon, California, was constructed by newspaper tycoon William Randolph Hearst and later became a National Historic Landmark and popular tourist attraction? Nobody for that one? All right.
Rosebud, I know the movie, I just...
That was Hearst Castle, named after William Randolph Hearst, very famous California historical landmark. Moving on to question six. Question six is worth 2 points, and the category is London. The iconic Tower Bridge in London crosses what major waterway? Yes, Victor.
The Thames.
Yes, that is correct. And that is 2 points for Victor, moving him to +2. And on to question seven. Question seven is only worth 1 point, because it is a very easy question, if I do say so myself. The category is trilogies, and the question is, what film trilogy, directed by Peter Jackson, is based on a book series by J.R.R. Tolkien?
Beep.
Yes, Jeff.
That would be Lord of the Rings.
That is correct, and that's 1 point for Jeff, bringing him back to an even zero. And on to question eight. It's worth 3 points, and the category is cuisine. The question is, maguro, hamachi, and toro are all sushi terms relating to what type of chicken-like fish?
Beep.
Yes, Jeff.
That would be, tuna.
Yes, very nice. Pulled through with it in the end there. It was tuna. Chicken-like, of course, because of the brand Chicken of the Sea that you might be familiar with. Not sure why they call it Chicken of the Sea, but... question nine is worth 2 points. The category is trilogies again. What film trilogy featured technologies such as the flux capacitor and the Mr. Fusion home energy reactor?
Beep.
Jeff.
That would be Back to the Future.
That is correct. And 2 points. So you move up to 5 points and the lead. Now, question 10, the final question of round one. It's worth 2 points, and the category is London. Opened in 1880, the Jubilee line links every other line together in what London mass transit system? Victor.
The Underground.
That is correct. Oh. The London Underground. And that's 2 points for Victor.
Also known as the Tube.
And at the... Yes, also known as the Tube. And at the end of round one, the points stand thusly. Jeff O'Hara is in the lead with 5 points. Victor Marks is coming up second with 4 points. And Rishabh Kumar, or Shubi, is in the third place with 2 points. And now we move on to round two. Round two has the same categories as round one. Just 10 more questions for our contestants to answer. And round two, question one, is only worth 1 point. And the category is the U.S. presidency. The question is, Booth, Gateau, and Solgols, I don't even know how to pronounce that, and Oswald are the only four people to have done what? Yes, Victor.
Assassinated or attempted assassination on the president.
Be a little more specific. because
Booth,
they're not
Oswald. Go on.
Okay, Booth, Gateau, Soul Goals, and Oswald. A little more specific.
Are all
you had two terms there? Narrow it down to one.
Who have assassinated presidents?
Yes, there's plenty of people who have attempted assassinations of the president, but those are the only four people to have actually successfully assassinated a U.S. president. So that's 1 point for Victor, moving up to 5 points, and tying him for the lead with Jeff. So moving on to question two, it's worth 3 points. The category is California businessmen. The question is, Jerry Yang and David Filo founded what Sunnyvale, California-based web portal in 1994? Victor.
Yahoo.
Yes, that is correct. And that was actually worth 3 points. So that moves you far into the lead with 8 points. All right, question three. It's worth 4 points, and the category is cuisine. What restaurant in Catalonia, Spain, with head chef Ferran Adrià, has been ranked the world's best restaurant by Restaurant Magazine in 2002, 2006, and 2007? All right, nobody... Was that a clap?
Yes.
All right.
El Bulli.
Yes. El Bulli is the correct answer, and that's 4 points.
Yes.
Catching Shubi up with 6 points, putting
Has
him in
there?
Second place.
No, I've heard about it in Spanish class.
Yes. And that is actually a very cool restaurant. They do things like... all these foams and like scientific concoctions with food, these airs where you actually breathe in the food instead of eating it. Very interesting things going on there. And so moving on to question four, it's worth 2 points, and the category is London. Largest in the world for years after its opening in 2000, what massive observation wheel stands 135 meters high and is one of London's major landmarks? No answers to that one? It's the London Eye. You've probably heard of it.
Oh.
Yes. Thought you might be kicking yourselves over that one.
I had just Googled it after you left. After you closed it, I'm like,
I was going to say the flyer, but that's in Singapore.
Yes. All right. Moving on to question five. It's worth 3 points, and the category is trilogies. The question is, the three Theban plays, centering around the life and family of the mythical king Oedipus, were written by what ancient Greek playwright?
Oh my god, I totally read this in class. I feel so bad. Homer! Homer!
Is that a buzz in an answer?
Yes.
Okay. Homer is incorrect. So that's minus 3 points. Yes, Victor.
Sophocles.
Sophocles is correct. And so that's +3 for Victor, -3 for Shubi. That puts Victor far in the lead with 11 points. All right, moving on to question six. The category is California businessmen, and it's worth 4 points. As a result of the absence of an adequate visual effects department at 20th Century Fox, George Lucas founded what company as a subsidiary of Lucasfilm Limited in 1975? Yeah, Shubi.
Industrial Lights and Magic.
That is correct. ILM, or Industrial Lights and Magic. 4 points for Shubi. And that brings him to 7 points, putting him in second place again.
Yes.
Now on to question seven. So we're 3 points, and the category is the U.S. presidency. It is traditional for the president to grant a pardon each year to a pair of what kind of animal?
Beep.
Yes, Jeff.
Turkeys.
That is correct. On Thanksgiving, he does grant a pardon to two turkeys. And they go to Disneyland to live out the rest of their lives in peace.
Wow.
So that's 3 points for Jeff, giving him 8 points total and putting him in second place again. moving on to question 8. It's only worth 1 point, and the category is trilogies. Rumored to have originally been designed as a trilogy of trilogies, two film trilogies have so far been produced of what highly successful sci-fi franchise?
Yep.
Jeff.
That would be Star Wars.
Yes, Star Wars. Then that's why it's only worth 1 point. And moving on to question 9. It's worth 4 points, and the category is London. London City Airport and London Biggin Hill Airport are two of them. What is the third international airport in the Greater London area and the busiest airport in the UK?
Yep.
I think the clap came first, so Shubi?
Would that be London Heathrow Airport?
That is correct. London Heathrow Airport. That's 4 points for Shubi.
Yes.
Putting him at 11 points total and tying him for the lead with Victor.
Oh. Competition.
Yes. So we've got Shubi and Victor at 11 points and Jeff at 9 points. Very close game. All right, question 10, the final question of normal play here. It's worth 2 points, and the category is cuisine. What type of sandwich usually contains ham, turkey, and cheese, and is often battered and deep-fried whole?
Beep.
Jeff.
That would be the Monte Cristo.
Yes, a Monte Cristo sandwich. You need some fruit or something to go with those, because they are heavy.
Making me hungry.
That's how this cuisine category was designed. Make the contestants hungry.
Thank you.
And with that, round 2 is over. The points, you're not going to believe this, stand at an even tie. All 3 contestants have 11 points.
Oh my God.
Nice.
That is amazing.
I so would have had it.
I blame the
especially
host.
Especially compared to episode 1, where Kevin Marks just blew everybody away. This is a much closer game. Okay, so for the final question, the category is the U.S. presidency. All right, so now all the contestants know the category, and they know how many points they have. They have all of 11 points. Now they get to decide how much they want to wager on the final question. So if all the contestants would send me their wagers now. All right, I have 2 of them. I have all 3. Okay, let me go ahead and read the question. The question is, 3 presidents have won Nobel Prizes. Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson were the first 2. What Georgian Democrat was the 3rd presidential recipient of the Nobel Prize? You have about 30 seconds to think about it. Two answers are in, I think. All right. And all 3 contestants have their answers in, so I will reveal the amount of points that they wagered, and I will reveal their answers. First, we will start with Jeff. Jeff wagered his whole score of 11 points, and he's going to be smiling in a minute because he put down Jimmy Carter. That is the correct answer. So that's plus 11 points for Jeff, putting him at 22.
Nicely done, Jeff.
Thank you.
Now, Victor is probably smiling as well because he wagered all 11 points, and his answer was Jimmy Carter as well, which is correct, giving him 22, which means we have at least a 2-person tie for the lead.
Why?
Now on to Shuby's answer. He put down Jimmy Carter too, but he only wagered 4 points, putting him at 15 and second place.
Yay, second place is better than third.
And
so
that...
Is there a precedent for a tiebreaker?
I'm going to have to go find some more questions first. but that ends normal play and the final question. And our final tally is Jeff O'Hara and Victor Marks are tied for the lead at 22 points. And Shubi is in second place with 15 points.
Yay.
And that concludes this episode of Test of Trivia. I would like to thank all of our contestants for participating. And I would like to congratulate both Jeff and Victor on their amazing two-way tie for the win. You can check out Test of Trivia on the web at testoftrivia.everythingdigital.org. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a contestant on Test of Trivia, drop me a line at alan@everythingdigital.org and you could appear on a future episode. Thanks for listening and stay subscribed.